Manager and respect.
How are you doing, Sluggy?
Manager and respect. I'm blessed. I'm great. Thanks a lot, Ronnie. I'm glad that you are here. I'm glad you are back. I'm glad that you are healthy. And it's great to have you back in the chair, my brother.
Back for a week and then vacation. Yeah. So, yeah.
well-deserved vacation. So, we wish you all the best during your vacation and hope we get lots of rest, buddy.
And I know I know the action continues with you.
Yeah, you know that. Your action never stops. And we must big up Daddy Biggs, a true professional. He came in. Ain't miss a beat. He was excellent. Daddy Biggs, salute you. You know, you love you like a brother. So thanks a lot for filling in. I got salute young Ahadjia, who coming in from time to time, you know, and being my co-host as well. And sorry, but I miss, I'm not everybody call she Ahadjia too. Her name is Ahadjia. Spelled with a Y, but pronounced Ahadjia. I want to thank her for coming in and helping me out a lot, especially reading the NTA information, especially with pushing the courses. Is a blessing to me still. I don't take it for granted how much the young people look up to me, how much young people got me back. I don't ever take that or them for granted. So I hand you and all the young ones that continue to have me back, this one, say thank you. And I got to say thank you to Barbados too. Danico, my nephew Danico showed me that we got nominated for Best Open Mic and Activist of the Year. The activists got on Sluggy Dan, but you know the activists were all the work they do is through BIM Got Talent and through people like Tariq, Ahadjia, Danny Kua, Hush Money, OG Kwan. So I honestly can't take credit. I must give the young people credit. So Ahadjia, salute to you. And please let us know who will be speaking to today and where are they from. Because you understand we have some awesome young people. And when it comes to BJ Rhythm and Rhyme, you know, we're talking culture, we're talking community, we're talking youth. So you understand, we have some very, very intelligent young people today, and we're going to have a real deep convo about various topics. So you can let us know who we have with us today and let us know the topics we shall be discussing. Good evening, Miss Ahadjia Daniel. Welcome
to BJ Rhythm and Rhyme. Good evening, and thanks for having me again once more. This evening, we have my two esteemed panelists and my past schoolmates. We are all hailing from the Allen School and now at the Christchurch Foundation. With me this evening, I have Shem White. He is 17, an upper sixth student at the Allen School, like I would have said before. And Antoine Holder, 18, also an upper sixth student at the Allen School. Now, people might be wondering why those two. Now, they are my friends as well as hosts on a show that we would have thought about, and we host every Wednesday on Instagram at 6 p.m. Before it was at 8, but 6 now, where we invite other youngsters like ourselves to, you know, showcase their talents. And in some cases, we even go look on the entrepreneurial side of things and get people to come and, you know, talk about their businesses as well. Also, every night that we hold a show of that sort, we like to feature a young and upcoming artist. So it was just an initiative of ours. You know, we were thinking about all these things that young people are ridiculed for, and we just went against that trend and did something positive. And you know, we will continue doing it once we got life and strength.
Awesome. And what is the name of the group? And what is the name of the GPS? I understand you're doing some online shows on Instagram. So you can let us know the name of the Instagram page and how the name for the page come about, because it's an interesting name.
Okay, so that story is a very interesting one. But you can find us at Positive Reality on IG. Actually, we had just went searching because Antoine called me and he was like, but Ahadjia, what are we going to name this page? And I was like, I'm not even sure. So we actually just went searching to make sure that we were not in anybody's shadow or using anybody else's name. So then we were saying, okay, so it's a positive movement, hence positive. And, you know, we bringing in people, everyday people, normal people, people like ourselves, to talk about things that happen in reality, hence positive reality. And that's how we get the show name.
But excellent, excellent. So Antoine, when I know the name, I know the reason for the name, but for you, I want you answer when you internalize the name of your IG page and the name of this movement that you are starting, Positive Reality. When you internalize that, what does that mean to you, and what do you want your message to be? This is a like personal. I mean for the business. No problem, buddy. No, I mean for the business. I didn't mean for you. I mean for you personally, on a personal level. What it means for you internally, and why the message you carry is so important, and what is that message? Good evening again, buddy. Sorry about that.
Good evening. So the reason we came up with Positive Reality is, well, let me start off with why we started the show. Now, at nighttime, I was on a call with Ahanji, and I was like, Ahanji, let's just go on Instagram and do a live. And Ahanji was like, why? You don't go do some schoolwork. What live? And I was like, no, let me just do a live and invite Shem and stuff. And then we went on the live. We were having some fun, yeah, and sharing our personal stories. And then a particular topic came up. I think it was about Christianity. And we had invited one of our fellow students by the name of Malik Short. And then after that live finished at nighttime, we were in discussion. And we decided that, you know what, going forward, let's just have a show and where persons can come on. Let's do something good then about it. Let's turn it into something serious. So we said, all right, cool. We can do Positive Live after we search for the name. But then I was like, Ahanji, ain't some Positive Live on Instagram. Like, we just say Positive Reality because we want to look at reality in a positive way, because majority of the time, persons always look at reality in a negative way. So the reason why we come up with this Positive Reality is because we always want persons so that when they hear us, or like when they're able to be featured on the show, that they know that some sort of information or whatever that they take from the show, it will be some sort of positivity, if you are understanding what I'm saying. So going forward with Positive Reality, I really hope that persons, and it's not, well, for me personally, being a host of Positive Reality is not to be famous or, you know, to be out there, to be known. It's about touching the lives of persons who may not be acknowledged enough, because especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, we've seen a lot of youngsters, like, around our ages, who have created their own businesses. And that's why every other week we thought, you know what, we can bring in some young entrepreneurs who've created their business during the COVID-19 pandemic, who before thought, you know what, I know if I can establish a business, but during the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, they were able to carry out those plans. So we bring them onto the show so that they will feel like, you know, a party, so that when we bring them onto the show, the other person will see what they're offering, the product, the services. And yes, so that is why we came up with the name Positive Reality. And for me personally, yes, Positive Reality, when I look at it, is for persons to come and see that they can take some sort of good from our life, if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, no, perfect. And listen, when you first started speaking, you said that a lot of the times when people think about reality, they think about the negative side. And it's so good that you are young, but yet so aware, because whether it is street oratory, whether it's in the corporate world, whether it's at school, I also find, and I'm old and you are young, I also find that if it's something bad, people will say, man, that's just reality. Or street oratory, man, that way is. People holler, man, that way is. Or they just mean that's reality. And is, I never really think of it that the until you say it just now, to be completely honest, because most of the things are negative. My dad, reality, you know, you dreaming, you know, your friends will tell you, like, yeah, you dreaming, you dreaming over here, you sleeping. That's reality. But it don't have to be, and it shouldn't have to be. And I must say, commend you all for being on people to bring me to that realization, because it really don't have to be. We can have Shem in his own words what it means to him. Then Ahanji can read out some of these topics that we're gonna touch today, and read out a bit of info from the NTA, some courses that I personally love, some courses that I am doing, some courses that I'm encouraging all young persons to do. And because she's so smart and so well read, she will read a bit of them for me. So after Shem, Ahanji, after Shem, we can have Shem first, and then give us some of the topics we're going to be tackling as young people today. So Shem, good evening, my brother. How are you?
Yes, sir. How are you, sir? I'm well. And I'm excited to be on the Rhythm and Rhyme show. It is wonderful.
To...
of course, you know, man.
One family.
Yeah, man. Because you have a show, you'll be actually initiative and start contact the initiative, you know, to have a show that would reach the young people. Right? And so when it speaks about positive reality, we first look at the word positive and then we look at the word reality. All right. So as Antoine alluded to before, is that in this time, as we grow in this time, I know that you came different place from a different generation, but in this time that we live, I believe that the positive is taking next time is taking showcase. All right. You can hear me, right?
I don't know if you can hear me now, but you were starting to stick. That's no. Go ahead. No.
Okay. All right. So you can hear me better now.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So as Antoine was saying, that a lot of times we see the negative, and not only that, I believe that youth now are drawn to the negative more than the positive. Let me use the example of Instagram Live. Right. I will see some things on Instagram Live that will receive thousands of followers. Right, and that thing would draw the young people, whether it be a negative thing, I don't care what it is, but it would be negative, right? But when there's a positive show or positive things that are showcased on Instagram, you don't see as much, you don't see the young people coming out and supporting that. And so our initiative is that we're trying to show young people that you can be successful doing anything positive. You can be successful in being an entrepreneur, as Yahanjid alluded to and Antoine alluded to. We invite entrepreneurs, those people who said in the pandemic that they're going to have businesses, they're going to begin to earn something for themselves instead of having to depend on their parents, and instead of having to be in the art of poverty, in the art, they want to come out, even if they become the first entrepreneur in their family or even become the first millionaire in their family, they're going to achieve that. And so that is what we're trying to get at. That's what we're trying to get out to the youth, to let them understand that there's nothing impossible with positivity, right? And so that is our main aim. And I hope that a lot of young people come out and reality, because I guarantee you that you will have some type of development and you will have something to go with, to go away with. So yeah, that is my say on that.
No, brilliant. And you see my boy Nobby shaking his head when your man speaking about the entrepreneurship, and even if you are the first, you know, I saw Nobby shaking his head. So Ronnie, how when you hear these are young people who are in the thick of things, Ronnie, but he's saying the negativity will get more attention, but these young people, that's not what they want. And this is not to say there's one person, there's a group of young people and they have a lot more support with them who are saying this is not what they want. What you think is driving this push now, Ronnie, among the young people? It's starting to hear it bubble.
Creativity. Need, in a sense, some frustration at not having certain ready-made outlets to benefit from. But what I like about the type of thinking is that it has the potential to expand into areas like voter apathy, where we have a situation over 50% of the people in this country did not vote in the last general election. Yes. And I am sure that a large percentage of that 50% of non-voters were young people under the age of 29. Now,
for sure. For sure.
Not having the type of avenues and platforms provided in the same way, for example, NTI is provided, so you can take advantage of those platforms, which goes hand in hand with that type of thinking. If you don't exercise that hard-earned right to send a message to people that want to represent us in Barbados and represent you and your children and your children's children, then you may experience or set yourself up for more disappointment because you had something available to you to make a difference. Do you know that if 10% of that 50% voted, it would make a difference in the number of people that have influence in the various constituencies across the country, and then the government and the type of government, and will force people in politics to take note of this increasing number of people who have reclaimed that right to say something at the highest level. That's the only thing you have every 5 years or 3.5 years, depending when it comes, that they have no control over. They don't have that control over it. And that says a lot for you as a young person to recognize, listen, we can make a difference. If the young people of this country decided to be actively involved in casting their vote and sending a message to those who want to lead the country, then more would have to be done for young people. I'm not saying that things aren't being done for young people, but that voice would be louder. That position would be stronger. And persons would think, well, you know what? I can't leave them out. That's 30,000 votes there. And you have to look at the people who are at school today. Those who are 16, those who are 13 and 14, if it goes a full term, will be eligible. So that's another few thousand people. We have about 5,000 people every year that leave school.
Fast.
Right? So it's great to see the entrepreneurship, the ideas, the content, creativity, and the enthusiasm. But you know, there's a scripture that says, it's not good to have zeal without knowledge, or to be hasty and miss the way. So while you're pursuing this thing, there are other things that you need to be aware of to make sure that your efforts are maximum impact efforts, and not just because you feel like you need to do something. That feel is good. Do not put out that fire, but make sure that it is channeled the right way. And that includes other things that can help promote the needs of young people.
Yes, and we can talk more about that for sure. Because you sparked something, Ronnie, and that just opened up my brain a little more, especially when it comes to voter apathy, especially when it comes to young people voting, especially when it comes to young people having a voice. Yes. And especially for us, like, we can say we are all academics, you know what I mean? And I can say too that I am considered academic as well, you know, for the studying and schooling I did also. But we also in the entertainment sector and the art and the cultural sector. So that gives us a broader scope. So when Ronnie speak about things like young people being included and really having a voice, we can talk about that for sure. Ahanjia, we can talk about that for sure. Just give us some information. And then I want your take on what you just heard Mr. Nobby Clark said, after you give us some information, and let's give us some topics we can touch. Miss Danielle Superstar.
Okay, so this week we are still with the NTI. Their .com is training.nti.org.bb. And this week we feature a set of regular courses as well as guided projects. What's a guided project, you may ask? In a split screen video, your instructor guides you step by step. That's it. Some of the guided projects highlighted this week are to improve communication using Gmail. Sending and receiving emails efficiently is a valuable skill in the modern workplace. Many times, people find themselves sending out routine information to clients and employees, which can lead to repetitive email communication.
It's true, like me. Instead of saying emails 75 times. So people like me, not help people like me for sure. Go ahead, GS, sorry.
This project is designed to help you become more efficient with your email composition practices in order to save valuable time throughout the workday. By the end of this project, you will streamline your email processes for regular communication processes. You will do this by setting up contact labels to easily disseminate information to a large group, creating email templates to quickly compose routine emails, and by creating filters to optimize inbox organization.
And we can find that at training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb. And that is awesome to help people like myself and all you people out there who are older like myself or younger. That is one course for sure that will help you to be more efficient when it comes to sending email and maximizing using Gmail. And for everyone there, almost everything now, you know, we got to use the email and so on. So we have to get into the world and we have to become comfortable, Ronnie, with with going into that world. But it is also good that there's somewhere we can go for free and learn how to do it for free. You don't need internet to do it. Like NTA said, you don't need data nor internet behind you. You just need a device, the same phone you are on. Go to training.nta.org.bb, register, and you can do the courses. You can more likely, you can find this Gmail course probably in the early tourism or the Creative Academy. So I narrow it down so that you can find it easy. Look in the Tourism Academy on training.nta.org.bb, and you can find this course on how to maximize and efficiently use Gmail. And there's a lot of things we have to use Gmail for. So I think that is awesome. And I must salute the NTA for coming and finding new creative and free ways. Ahanjia, Antoine, and Shem, you've got to bigger the NTA, come on board. Youngsters, and they're up to 250 courses, and here what, they're all free and they're not time consuming either. So let's say, for example, Antoine, you got a 12-hour course in social media management or social media advertising, because you all want to maximize advertising and marketing on your page for Positive Reality. You understand? They will have an 8 or 12 hour free course in that, in social media advertising and marketing. You can find social media advertising in the Creative Academy. You can find the social media marketing on the Tourism Academy. And here, why it's all free. So you can come in on the evening or just take 20 minutes out to you there each day, half hour into each day. You know, no time at all. And the course is absolutely free and step by step, which I think is phenomenal, because these are practical things that can help us move forward. And because Ronnie was speaking about knowledge, Ronnie was saying, don't out that fire, don't out the fire, but make sure the fire got some sort of direction, Ronnie was saying, which is a salient point. Because for me, myself, being young to make a lot of mistakes, extremely passionate, you know what I mean? And, you know, doing the right thing, but jumping out when a lot of things could be more calculated, you know, Ronnie, more pinpoint, more focus on a specific place or set, you understand? So I think this knowledge and these trainings will help with things like that. So big ups to the nta.org.bb. Now, Ahanjia, I didn't know if Ronnie was listening, but we have some things to discuss today. And Ronnie went down a direction there. So I think a lot of these topics we can talk about now will be spot on. What let us know the first thing we'll be speaking about today, because I'm so ready.
Okay, so first let me start by saying that the one and only Jeff Rooms has just reached out. He just called me, and he allowed everybody on the show to know that he's super proud and he's listening in.
434. Hold on. I think the number is 434-1790, I think. Ronnie, 4. Listen, Mr. Jeff Brooms, 434-1790. That is the godfather. I love that man to all. Very, very helpful. Barbados, who may not know, but many times they on radio, was doing a show. True, Mr. Clark, again. You know, I had no knowledge, no skill. Hear this, Antoine and Shem. I had no training on radio, nothing. And Ronnie allowed me for about 2 years to use the radio for about 2 hours every week, doing the show on it, dissecting the culture, giving out so much info. And Mr. Jack Brooms came on and gave us so much info about culture, about music, about the school system, about the educational system. He even had created ways where children that was leaving class four, here they say youngsters, children that was leaving class four, he had creative ways where he could put those children in certain classes, get them up to speed so that nobody won't be left behind. You know, a system where in a field system, in a where you are zero, where you start at zero and you go to work with 100, the system was completely different and very creative. I would love to hear Mr. Brooms calling. Ronnie, make sure you got the phones there ready, because you know he's going to listen and call in. 434-1790, Uncle Jeff calling. Go ahead, Ahanjia. And thank you for that, Ahanjia. That was very nice of you.
This evening, the first topic that we'll be touching would be, or the first question rather, is what coping mechanisms did you employ in this system, my fellow panelists, during your adjustment to the online environment?
Coping mechanisms? All in school. So listen, Ronnie did a touchy topic here at Barry Wilkinson on radio. Barry was going crazy. We need to get the Twitter back in school. Let's find a way. I mean, Barry sounded so enraged, and so many people calling, and you all know this 92.9 nation's number one station, so this is going to be hard with school going on. No, you're all studying, being so young, navigating this world, navigating this system. I want you to take your time and ask them that question again, because you see, this is going to open up. 434-1790. Go ahead, Miss Daniel.
So the question posed is, what coping mechanisms do you employ during your adjustment to the online environment? I think we'll start with Antoine first.
Nice.
Oh, okay. No, I was just waiting until I heard Rich.
No problem. First. No problem.
So the coping mechanisms I've utilized during my adjustments to the online environment were morning devotion, sorry, to start my day right, praying to God that I will stay focused during the day. I've also created a work plan for each day so that I'm organized to help maintain, to keep a clear picture of what I'm supposed to do or what is supposed to be done on each day and what time, and for sure limit the use of my cell phone because it's a huge distraction. Because from face-to-face into the online home environment is not an easy task. So I really had to adjust quickly and adapt to those mechanisms to make sure that I get through and make sure that I pass and not fail.
Yes, if I would agree with Antoine, the first thing he recognized was doing the devotions and dealing with God. Let me turn off my internet, off my phone before my thing cut off me again. Anyhow, all right. But the first mechanism that I employed to myself was, number one, understanding what is comfortable and suitable for me. I had to appreciate the fact that not everyone's mechanism is with me. Feeling comfortable online will not be necessarily suitable for me. But notwithstanding that, I had to reflect and search for me, all right, the things that I was struggling with. For example, I can say I have a short attention span. That means that I can be easily distracted. My physical environment as my educational environment, for example. So in terms of distraction, maybe in physical environments, you cannot use phones. So phones are restricted in the class. So if I want to cut out distraction, I had the phone. I had to turn off the phone or put the phone on silent or make put it on vibrate. So the reality is, again, as Antoine alluded to, everyone can hear not stable, right? Okay, that is not stable. So the reality is that the bedroom or the house in the bedroom than they are in the classroom. So in that context, I have all distractions from around me and so that I can focus more. Another thing that I had to do was always regularly meditate. And this is an important mechanism to anyone, whether by music or even by having some quiet around, right? It helped me because, and it will help a lot of children, and I believe that children need to take into this because it reduces the stress level. Because the fact is that schoolwork becomes so much, right, that you begin to come, that you begin to come frustrated. And so at that time, you reflect. You forget about all the things that are stressful and like the studies and et cetera, et cetera. As a matter of fact, while I was doing some research on meditation, it says that a well-known study says that the average person spends 6.9% with their mind taking and accessing stressful information. Other studies realize that mindful meditation helps stress anxiety and raises hormones that release stress. So I think that these things should be introduced to secondary schools mainly, but to all schools mainly, so that students, especially those that may be preparing for examinations or having a heavy workload, can have an easier school life mentally, whether online or in. Because don't be fooled, Sluggy, that some of the students will have the exact struggles that they have online in the physical, while some might not have that particular struggle, right? So these things should be, the social workers, the guidance counselors should introduce these things into the school system so that they can have a better life.
Shamai, can agree with that. Remember, you know, time is slim, but so many brilliant points you would have just brought up.
Yes.
Sluggy, what do you say?
No, I agree. I love when you spoke about the meditation and introducing some of those things, those techniques to secondary school. And I love that coming from the young people and not myself, so that the public and the powers that be will hear who are the ones that truly want it, you know, because a lot of times I might be shouting it, but they might think that it's me that want it. But so I'm so pleased and glad that is you all that feel this way. But I am also glad that you're all, I'm taking no credit, that you all are offering solutions, because pointing out a problem is okay. It's difficult to do it all in school, but what you all did, Antoine and Shem, is offer solutions, and I think that's what we need. So kudos, all I can say, Ahanjay, is kudos to you all. Real talk, go ahead.
Yes, I do agree. I do agree. Well, there's so much that we could say, but to be succinct and for me to wrap up on that point, I have been saying for time immemorial that one guidance counselor within a school, you know, can solve and find ways to resolve all the issues of a school with 1,000+ role. And I had that conversation this year, actually, because my study from my Caribbean Studies SBA is on mental health wellness amidst COVID. And when after the interview that I had with the guidance counselor, we do realize that we have an issue on our hands with the online schooling and where children are at mentally. And after surveying, we realize that is a real big issue and that intervention is really needed. And, you know, it's a lot to think about. And I hope that the powers that be do hear this and find a way to help resolve the issue, because I don't think it's something we could eradicate, but we have to find a way to manage it.
Brilliant, you know, brilliant. I have nothing more to say on that. I totally agree. Keep it going. I'm extremely impressed. And I got to show to Adrian Green and Dr. Addison Lee got locked on, and they're really, really impressed. We are all young ones. So keep up the great, great work.
Okay, so my second question, though it might be a bit controversial, is to the panelists is, do you feel as though the government has provided enough assistance to its students during the advent of online schooling? And if not, what would you have done differently? What would you have done differently?
Everybody seems to have frozen at this point in time. COVID. Continue.
Oh, sorry. Yes. appreciate the fact that the COVID pandemic was a shock, and it was like a shock like this next second. And so I believe that the Ministry of Education was flexible enough to, number one, ensure the safety of the students in Barbados by implementing, number one, the online school, in which they provided not only for students, but for teachers and parents to understand resources for teachers and this new age technology program, such as the G Suite program. And I feel if I cut out.
No, we can hear you. You're fine. Continue.
Okay, good. Yeah. No. Anyhow. And then, in that, made the online school, and they were flexible enough to organize the online school environment to new technology. That I know that there might be some teachers who that type of technology and that type of operations. That was one of the things that I love that they've done to make sure that it was that the online environment was good for both the parents and the teachers. Another thing is that there are some parents who obviously were not prepared due to the pandemic that students needed. Therefore, with the help of other organizations, the ministry distributed even Chromebooks that may help families who might not be able to even afford Wi-Fi. that might not be able to afford a Wi-Fi. And I must say that I want to commend the former Minister of Education, the former Chief Education Officer, and etc. Because I mean, this pandemic just caused some problems that we were not prepared for. So for the
rough. Shout out, Miss Shout out, the Honorable Senator Bradshaw for sure. Yes. No, Deputy Prime Minister. So shout out to her for sure. It couldn't have been easy because, like you said, Shem, it was completely unpredictable. You know what I mean? It was unpredictable and their trade. What is one thing you think, one thing quickly before we go to Antoine, what is one thing you think we could do more of during the pandemic?
Are there more
work on mental health?
Well, in terms of mental health, I believe the classes. I believe already we have implemented mental health days. They call it the break during the term, and I think that is a good initiative. You think that our voices have been heard, that we might need some reflect and something to take a break. But in terms, I think that they're going well. I just want the students to be heard more, and that what the students. To be heard more, but we'll come more to that later during the discussion.
Yeah, no problem. I second that. Listen to the students more, and I'm sure that they will do that. They're very responsive, so that's great. Antoine?
So I concur with Shem. I have nothing else to add to that because what he said is true. They made sure that devices were distributed to those who I wouldn't want to call less fortunate, but sometimes for the parents who are unemployed, they weren't able to get the devices for the students who went from primary school to secondary school. And it was, I came to the understanding that the Minister of Education helped those who didn't have electricity as well either. So I want to thank them for doing that so that no child is left behind. And for something you were asking, what can we do to, you can answer that question, please.
Yeah, what you think we can improve on? Just one thing from you think we can improve on, and then on to Ahanji.
Well, to be honest, I like to be fair. For right now, I don't have anything that I can say that we should, that they can improve on, other than because it is what it is. We are at home. School is from 9 to 2. For students like us, we have a lunch time. But before I knew to say, let's get a break. But for right now, time is going so fast. The teachers are trying to get you with the normal syllabus, still our SPAs, and make sure that we're ready for our examinations. So for right now, I don't think I can say I have something in my mind that they can include to make it better.
So you ready for face-to-face? You ready for face-to-face classes? You want to
yes, bye-bye? I am. Thanks for asking. Yes, I am. I hope you hold of Barbados is hearing me.
Yes. go ahead, Ahanji. Go ahead, Ahanji. Give us some more information. Our next question.
Well, I wanted to wrap up by saying that I could concur with most of what the boys were saying, but I must say though that the harsh reality is that we are the fortunate few that are able to engage in the online schooling environment. There are so many still, you know, an entire school year behind. Though it is very sad, it's very true, and I feel as though we have to you know, up our efforts in sensitization and traversing this new platform, you know, for better results and for some results. And I hope that more children are rescued, more children are saved, you know, from that demise. Because if you have nothing to do with your time, like my mommy does say, you know, the devil does find work for idle hands, idle thoughts and idle doings. And I just hope that more children are able to access the online environment. And I hope that as time progresses, that is more efficient and that teachers and students are patient because we are dealing with a situation that is very, very dynamic.
And I just want to add lastly to that. First of all, I want to congratulate the new Minister of Education, Ms. Kim Mahoney. And I want to wish her well. But to what Andrew said, they might also have some students who might not be comfortable in the environment, in the physical environment that they're in. And so they might have a lot of noise. They might be in the environment where they just can't focus, take into consideration to do some investigation so that those students could benefit from the education that they are entitled to. Yeah.
Yeah, salute to that. And that is something that me myself really, really want to work on. I plan to pay careful attention to those children, you know, that in those situations where it's almost impossible to really study and focus, really want to pay attention to them. And I work on a project with Quantum Productions, Randy, something called the School Alert app. So that's something they want to incorporate and get Barbados to use a lot more. School Alert app, we could do a lot. We could do a lot to the app and pass a lot of information to the app. One app where all the schools log on upon. And all the school children log on as well, and all the information sent through that one app, which I think is a brilliant idea. So we want to encourage people out there to download the School Alert app, you know, or
contact. It's very helpful. Yeah, it's very helpful.
Or check the ministry's page for that and get information on that. You are absolutely brilliant. Again, so much messages. I want to just thank Barbados for tuning in. I love it. The messages they're seeing flowing. Thank you very, very much. And again, bigger Uncle Jeff. And Andrew, you can give us some more information on NTI, please. training.nti.org.bbbarbados. Remember, it's training.nti.org.bb. And all the courses are absolutely free and they are not time consuming. Sorry, Ms.
So now, yes, we could shift our attention to the regular courses being offered. And this course that stuck out to me would be Brand and Identity Strategy. Brand and Identity Strategy is an IE business school course for those professionals who are ready to adopt a creative approach to empowering brands. Students will go through a journey that starts with understanding what a brand is and how they can build successful ones while simultaneously segmenting their consumers appropriately. The course explores positioning and its importance to successful brands, looking at perceptual maps and the well-known iceberg model. It culminates in development of real brand houses, which can be applied to the working world, and how picking the right name, colors, and logo can be instrumental to a brand's success.
Oh, and that's so nice. Ronnie were on radio for years. And Ronnie's a performer, so he would know how important those things are. I never knew how important they were until they get much older, like colors you use. Simple things like that, Ronnie, it'd be so important to know what color you want and what you're using this color, what sort of emotion you want to evoke by using this color. I never knew how important simple things like that was until you start paying more attention to sales and selling stuff and marketing stuff and having to pitch sales ideas. You know, all these things is extremely important, and you can learn these things from the NTI for free. So that's absolutely brilliant.
So like my next point that I want to bring to this show is the youth of Barbados, upon leaving school, are adequately prepared for the working world. What are your thoughts on this matter? And I know this is super interesting amidst COVID right now, you know. And
You say there are or aren't? There are or aren't?
I am saying that there are adequately. So this is for the panelists to approve or disprove. So are you adequately prepared for the world of work?
Oh, you're asking me that question? Or yes. You're speaking?
Yes.
Well, I would say I am, but my question is, to be honest, I don't even want to speak about me tonight. I want to speak about the students, right? Because, you know, we are in a very strange, well, not strange, but a very unusual environment. And we know that when we were in were in the physical school, we know that we would have the programs, the extracurricular activities that would prepare, and we would even have programs in schools that will prepare students to help them understand how to do an interview, how to do this and how to do that, how to do everything. Even for those that might be in sports, they had a lot of sporting activity and sporting clubs at school that would help those students who might want to pursue a job or pursue a career in sports or anything like that. And my concern for that, if we continue to be in the online environment, how is it that we are going to be able to help those people? There were many programs, I believe, like Leo Club, that will help children understand how this interview, how to cope with pressure, how to cope with peer pressure, all of these other things that would happen in the job, that would happen in organizations. So, I don't think that they're adequate enough on the online environment. So my question is now, when are we, well, that's not a question, but I'm hoping that we can get back to a space where that we can help students develop themselves, because to be honest, I say myself that I am an ambassador for students, for student development. I love to see students as I was developed, right? So that's what they will say on that. I am adequately, I'm ready. I believe I'm ready, and I believe there's much to learn, but
let's hear Antoine's take on it.
Let me hear that.
Well, I think I can concur with Shem again. I think that I am adequately ready, but in terms of, let me bring it to school and for other persons, because I'm not talking about me personally. So yes, we understand that from fourth to sixth form, and I hope that I'm answering the question correctly. Yes, I understand that from fourth to sixth form, you will be given the option, from third, you'll be given the option to select which subjects you want to, because by then you should already know in your mind, okay, well, this is the journey or this is the path I would like to go down. That is the career that I want to do. But really and truly, for my part at the Alien School, I could be corrected if I'm wrong, the school doesn't teach you like how to apply for a job, like how to set up a bank account. Like, well, for me, I don't know how to do those things. So I believe that the school, in a way, because it's not everything, person may say, well, that's you for your parent to show you or whatever. But for me personally, like, I don't know how to set up a bank account. And I'm leaving school just now because, like, when I went to apply for a job, the lady told me, well, this is the steps to, like, you know, to fill out a form for a bank account stuff. And I was like, this is new to me. So, like, when we are in school and we do these subjects like business, I believe that in some part in that they should show you the steps to do different stuff, if you guys are understanding me.
Yes, they am.
Hold on. But
this is the reason for reform though, Shen. Before you go on, you know, you rattle off. I know you're super anxious, but yes, talks on educational reform, yes. You know, these are some things they can incorporate.
And I agree. But again, we sometimes I listen to what Antoine said. Antoine was specific when he said these are things that parents are supposed to be teaching or should teach the students. Are we going to put everything on the education system, or is there going to be a foundation of these things from home?
And what you are saying and he's saying is not necessarily wrong. It's just a matter of what we are looking at as the educational system. And Ronnie will tell you, coming up, there's so many different places where you will learn besides at school in the classroom. So you all are not wrong. It's just a matter of what we've seen as education. So we just need to broaden our scope. Ahanji said on what education is, that where the education reform comes in, because all these things could be incorporated and seen as education, like the clubs, the football groups, Ronnie, you know, you're gonna football in the football club, you believe certain little things you will have to do, you can't believe, because you might go travel to go overseas, you might go set up a bank account to get sponsorship or donations. So it's certain little things to learn, Ronnie, from football and hockey, about life that never had anything to do with football, that I didn't learn at school at all in none of my school years, right there. So it's just a matter of what we're seeing as education. So
I agree, Sluggy.
Yeah, so Mr. Clark, my question to you before I had your wrap up, my question to you, Ronnie, how do you think we can broaden our scope on what we see as education? Because it can't be just a classroom.
You want me to jump in there?
Yeah.
Well, I think
I want the genius of Mr. Clark.
Well, I just share my opinion. Obviously, in our respective homes, however those homes and locations are configured, we have to teach life skills to young people. Now, the best lesson is the example that we set. The things that are beneficial and the things that are beneficial for learning how not to do it. Of course, for a degree of maturity and honesty, and ensuring that our children know what is expected, how it is expected, and when it is expected. So things like morals, values, norms, common sense will always be important and necessary. And even if this society doesn't think so, and even if leaders don't think so, they will always be relevant. They will always be trendy. They will always be fashionable, and they will always be in style. Respect, manners, things that you say every time you greet someone, Sluggy. But it's true. Good morning, good afternoon, thank you, how can I help you? Those are the things we say and the things that we do. Ironically, if you are on public transportation now and you give up your seat because there are no more seats, even though there should be seats given social distancing, but when transportation was normal, you would offer your seat to a woman and she would say, no, thank you. But at least you gave her the right to take that seat, as opposed to sitting from Bridgetown to Spitestown and watching a lady stand, an elderly lady stand, a pregnant lady stand, or lady period, and the same courtesy to be extended to an elder gentleman. When those things are part and parcel of who you are, it will put you in good stead. If you do good, as much as life is a struggle and it's hard and some people never think that they're going to make it, making it is just around the corner in some instances. So when you stop, making it will always seem too far. And when you go backwards from the forward moves you've been making, making it will be even further away than ever before. So those are the basic things that your grandmother, your mother, your father, your uncle, your aunts, those who saw value in those things, taught you and you benefit from. And in my time, as an army kid, this year is 60 years since those 500 Barbadians left the country to join the armed forces in the United Kingdom. So whether you were in England or Germany, wherever those Bajan soldiers were, that was your extended family. Those mothers and fathers of your fellow army children, they had authority for you and over you, especially if you were sent by them for whatever reason to spend time with their children. And it would be a common theme. Good morning, good afternoon, yes please, thank you. And even now, if I don't hear that from children that I have responsibility for at whatever time, they will hear from me. And then it's things like making your bed, washing the wares, helping hang out the clothes, helping wash the clothes, taking out the garbage. Simple skills that bring discipline. Because there's a point in your life as young people where nobody's buying the food for you anymore. Nobody's washing those dishes for you anymore. Nobody's washing the clothes. Nobody's sweeping the house. Nobody's making the bed. That's your responsibility. And then in due time, there's the potential for you to have a relationship. A relationship means taking care of the other person and the persons that you create a few more years down the road. And if you don't have that background firmly entrenched in your behavior and conduct, unless you marry a superwoman or a superman, vice versa, and they are gracious enough to do those things until you get your standards up to mark, then you will have a hard time. Because your parents will go, your grandparents will go, the elders will leave you too. What do they leave? What legacy do they leave? Potentially financial of some sort, property, maybe, maybe not. But the lessons, the morals, the scriptural and spiritual teachings, they are a part of you. And you will never forget those lessons, you'll never forget those who gave you them. Of course, that extends to teachers, to pastors, community leaders, and yes, politicians too. I don't want young people thinking that politician is a bad word. It's not. It's a high office, and it's about serving. The best form of leadership is to serve. And all those things I just said can put you on the right path.
Yes, brilliant, brilliant. That's the, and those things are the foundation we need. Like Ronnie said, maybe we have that foundation and that discipline to assure you're on the right path. All right, I'll hand it over to you
to wrap up. Training.nta.org.bb.
Bang, bang, bang.
Training.nta.org.bb. This week, we looked at some guided projects such as improved communication using Gmail and new product development for small businesses and startups. We also looked at some regular courses, social media advertising being one. Guess what, guys? It only takes approximately 11 hours to complete this course. That's no time considering the fact that a day has 24 hours, 11 hours just to complete this course. We also looked at brand and identity strategy, as well as Spanish vocabulary, meeting people, beginner's level, 16 hours to learn some Spanish. And I will take this time now to ask my fellow panelists, Antoine Holder, 18 years old, opposite student of the Aline School, as well as Shem White, 17 year old, opposite student of the Aline School, to leave their final words. Please be sharp, guys. Can we start with Shem?
Well, I want to say, person, you have everything you need. Well, let me not use everything, but you have what is necessary to be successful. Keep God first. Continue to trust God. Continue to seek all positivity. As our theme says, that we are the voice, we are the voices that pursue positivity. So have a good day. And that is from me.
Over to you, Antoine. Please.
Antoine here. I want to thank everyone for allowing me to be on Voice of UOB this evening with BIM's Got Talents, Lucky Dan. This is a great opportunity. Yes, so I want to thank everyone. And in this pandemic, yes, I know that we all sometimes going to be stressed, but just want you to know that we are going to get through this here together. So we want you to keep safe and keep seeing. And for Voice of UOB, BIM's Got Talent, we will reach you, and yes, please, I look forward to seeing you and hear you again. Thanks so much for tonight, guys.
You're welcome. Your final words, Ahanja, Daniel?
Well, I just want to say to everybody, keep safe, keep seeing, keep masked up. Go with God. Be great.
Cool. I just want to thank you all so, so much. It was a wonderful show. I really, really appreciate young people. Shem White, Antoine Holder, Ahanja Daniel, your boy Sluggy Dan, represented BIM Got Talents. Thanks to the NTI, training.nti.org.bb. Mr. Clark, as usual, I appreciate your knowledge. I appreciate your support, and I love you like a brother. Thank you very much for accommodating me and giving me extra time, as always. I truly appreciate it. Barbados, this is your boy on the nation's number one and the number one show of Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, Sluggy Dan. We out.
Thank you, Sluggy, and thank you, T. What a wonderful program today. I want you to stay safe on the outside and stay safe on the inside. God bless you all.
Later, I would change up my behavior to something greater.